know what I'm telling you ain't gonna make you wanna say. You probably just wanna
All right.
run away.
872 area code on Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. 872 area code requested Usher. That's Confessions Part 1. Now, is that like a whole, Dan, is that like a whole saga?
There is a part 2.
Ooh. Oh! Did you know that the band Saga, out of Canada, actually on each one of their albums has two songs that have, that in parentheses are different chapter numbers? And if you played all of those songs in a row, it told a saga.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? My friends in Canada knew that. Because that's where Saga rules. Have you guys ever gotten into Saga thanks to me? You ever go home and just blast Saga? Esmeralda, you ever?
No.
Just go home and bust on some Saga, like blast on the loose and wind him up? No? Yeah. So, Saga. They rule. All right, well, there's Usher. So we're going to hear two more songs by Usher. Okay. It's a Triple Play Thursday. 312-981-7200. Now, if you would like to find out what the biggest album of the year was when you were born, Billboard has been tracking this since 1956. So we have, it goes all the way back to 1956. So if you were born before 56, I apologize. I will not be able to tell you what the top album of that year was. Because Billboard, this is built from Billboard, and they've been tracking it since 56. So if you want to text in the year you were born, if you're curious to find out what album came out, we'll talk about those albums and stuff. 312-981-7200. Also coming up a little bit later on, Esmeralda and I will go head-to-head one more time in the dreaded pop-up video, board game, video quiz game, VH1 pop-up video. I think we've done, how many times have we done the done this? Twice, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah. And I won both times, Esmeralda. I just wanted to let you know. She's not happy about that. All right. Now, do you know Confessions Part 1 by Usher, Esmeralda?
This is my confession, yeah.
That's what we just played.
Mm-hmm.
For Triple Play Thursday. What happens in Part 2? Does he confess more?
Well, in Part 1, we learned that he had a chick on the side. And then in Part 2, we find out what happened with that chick on the side.
Oh, no. Now, he's not in a closet, is he? Like R. Kelly?
No, he's not in a closet.
All right. That's a saga right there. That trapped in a closet thing. What the hell was Omar doing in that? That's the main question I have about Trapped in a Closet has always been, why the hell is Omar in there? You know, they had an interview with him, with Omar, and I can't remember. I think he was promoting what was the newest season of Boardwalk Empire, and they were asking him about Trapped in a Closet, and he says, I don't know what the hell it was. He had no idea. So I have no idea what the hell was going on. They asked me if I wanted to do it, and I was like, all right, I don't know what's going on. I have no idea. It's the craziest thing I've ever done. So... All right. So let's start with Dan. Dan, what year were you born?
1981.
All right, Dan, are you ready now? In 1981, I was a sophomore in high school. So, you're going to be 35 this year. That's right.
I will be. Yes.
You're the same age as Escape from New York, Raiders of the Lost Ark, and Stripes. Wow. Okay, so are you ready to hear 1981?
Lay it on me.
All right. Esmeralda, are you ready for this?
Yes.
The year that Dan was born, the biggest album of the year was REO Speedwagon High Infidelity. Yeah. Notable singles from the record include Keep on Loving You and Take It on the Run. Wow. You know, our homecoming at my high school, our homecoming theme that year was Time for Me to Fly. That's REO.
Words to Live By.
Yeah, man. You know, bunch of 15-year-olds going to a dance, Time for Me to Fly. I don't really understand the... You know what my prom theme was?
Under the Sea?
No. What am I, Crispin Glover? No. Enchantment Under the Sea? Is that what you... No. It was, we mentioned Officer and Gentleman earlier. It was Love Lift Us Up Where We Belong. That was our prom theme. Did you remember your prom theme, Dan?
I did not attend my prom.
Why in the hell not?
It's a long story.
Okay, I don't want to get into it.
Yeah.
All right. How about you, Esmeralda? Did you have a prom theme?
I did, and I can't remember, but I do have a picture of my prom.
Oh.
Somewhere in my files here.
Oh.
What was it? I can't remember.
Yeah.
I'll find the picture.
Did you go with Andy Dick?
No. No.
No, because Andy Dick is like my age. So, yeah.
Not that year.
No. Oh. All right. So, Dan, REO Speedwagon, High Infidelity.
Very impressive.
Now, have you ever listened to REO?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? I mean, wow. Jeez. Okay, man.
I've had to bite my tongue in the past when you've ripped them, and now I finally get to say...
There's a reason why you have a connection to REO Speedwagon.
Right.
Wow.
By the way, Make It Last Forever. That was my theme.
What is that? Who?
That was my prom theme.
No, I know, but what is it, a song?
I don't know.
Make It Last Forever? Was that like a...
I think that was it. I don't know.
All right.
Oh, my God. Guess who sang Make It Last Forever?
Who?
Keith Sweat.
Yeah.
That makes no sense. I think someone just came up with that.
Dan is so happy. I don't think people understand. You know, tomorrow is Fly Jams Friday. He becomes DJ Shagru. Dan happens to worship Keith Sweat. I don't know if people really understand that.
That was the song I played. That was my song request on the initial Fly Jams Friday.
The initial Fly Jams Friday was Keith Sweat. Yeah. And whenever somebody requests Keith Sweat on Fly Jams Friday, it makes DJ Shagru very happy.
It makes me twisted.
Yes, it does. All right, 312-981-7200. Okay, now, Esmeralda, you were born in 1983.
I was, yes.
All right, I think you can probably guess what the biggest album of that year was. This one, if I were to figure out 1983 without question, I'd be able to guess what that album was. Can you take a shot at it?
I believe it was, wasn't it? What's the Jackson? Michael? It's Michael Jackson. Is it? It's not Thriller.
Yeah, Thriller.
Oh, is it Thriller? Yeah. Okay.
Yep, Thriller. And that actually has the distinction of being both the biggest album of 83 and 84. So 2 years in a row, Michael Jackson's Thriller was the biggest album of those years. So if you were born in 83 or born in 84, that was the biggest album. So there you go. Yeah, Michael Jackson Thriller, man. Featuring Thriller, they said notable singles, Thriller, PYT, Beat It, and Billie Jean. My favorite song on Thriller, I'm not a giant Thriller fan, Off the Wall is a terrific album. That's my favorite Michael Jackson album. I'm not a big Michael Jackson solo guy. After Thriller, I just didn't care. Like, you know, Bad is the most aptly named album ever recorded. But I just didn't care after that. It was a bunch of crap. But I love Human Nature. That's my favorite song on Thriller. So, all right. 312-981-7200 if you're wondering what your album was. Now, we're going to go back in time to the year I was born. Going way back now, all right?
AD or BC.
Thank you. That's really funny. That's hilarious. Also, by the way, my birthday is Wednesday. And, you know, I was looking at the forecast, and it's like going to be in the 70s and maybe 80s all the way up until my birthday, 92 degrees on my birthday. It's like, come on, man. Can't Mother Nature give me a birthday present so it's not hot and muggy on my damn birthday? Every year, man, every year on my birthday, it's always like 300 degrees outside. Aggravating. All right, anyway. I was born in 1965. Oh! The biggest album. Are you ready for the biggest album?
What was it?
The original soundtrack to Mary Poppins.
Oh.
Featuring A Spoonful of Sugar and Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
We did a concert when I was in middle school. It was all Disney songs.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to sing Spoonful of Sugar and
Aww.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Well, that was the biggest album of 1965 and the biggest album the year I was born. So 312-981-7200 if you're curious as to what was big in the world of music the year you were born. 312-981-7200. Usher on Triple Play Thursday. 872 area code Usher. This is Confessions Part 2. Now, is there a Part 3?
There is not a Part 3.
Oh, okay. So he's not that bad a guy. He doesn't have that many confessions. Oh. Hey, you know, Usher's in this movie about Roberto Duran that's coming out in the fall. And he's, I guess, you know, like he's credited, like with his real name. I don't know what his real name is, but it's not Usher.
Marcel Raymond, I believe.
Okay, well, that's what he's credited as in this movie. It's with Robert De Niro. It's about Roberto Duran. I think it's called Hands of Stone. Saw the trailer for it. Comes out in the fall. So he's not Usher. He's, what's his name again? Cardinal what?
Usher Raymond IV is his full name.
Oh, okay. It's Usher is his real name?
Apparently so.
Oh. All right. I think, what, now, what did Ludacris go by when he was in... He's in those movies. He's in the Fast.
Chris.
Bridges.
And he was in that, Racism's Bad Look, that movie that won Best Picture. Oh, Crash. He was in that one. And he wasn't Ludacris in that. He was Chris Johnson.
Which Bridges. I don't understand.
Bridges. Chris Bridges. What?
That's such a lame name. Chris Bridges. Why didn't you go by Ludacris?
Because that's Ludacris.
But that's your name.
I always thought that that was a stupid name for a rapper.
Ludacris?
Yeah.
That's a fantastic name for a rapper.
But it's not like, you know, aren't you supposed to be boastful? When you're, like, isn't your name supposed to be like a boastful thing?
Well, I think he means, it's like ludicrous. Like, he's so good.
It's ludicrous how good he is.
Right. Probably, yeah.
And his name is Chris, so there's a nice tie in there.
And they do call him Luda.
Luda. He came to Bradley once. Fantastic
show.
He
did?
Yeah. Great show. Unbelievably good show.
He's Luda. All right.
Now, from Champaign, Illinois.
So is REO. Oh, my God.
Oh.
That got the guy from Keanu to go, oh. Yeah. Wonder who else is from Champaign. Anybody else? All right, now, essentially, Dan, you're telling me off the air that, like, the texts are coming in and basically every year is covered.
Right. It's funny because I'm, like, I'm going through them and then I'm, like, kind of, like, organizing them in my head. And I'm, like, okay, I'm pretty sure we haven't gotten 1984 and I don't think we've gotten 75 yet. But every other year.
Every other year
has been
all right,
requested.
All right. So I'll just read the list, in other words, and we can talk about these albums and the time that they came out. All right, 1956. If you were born in 1956, which is the first time that Billboard started tracking these things, the big album of that year, if you were born in 1956, is Harry Belafonte Calypso, which features Deo, Deo, used beautifully in Beetlejuice.
Does it have Jump on the Line?
I don't think it does, which is also used beautifully in Beetlejuice.
That's so good.
It's the best. How do you feel about Beetlejuice 2, Esmeralda?
I'd have thought that was fake.
No, it's real. It's a deal.
Oh, I thought those posters and everything, it was a big hoax.
No. Oh, well, maybe the posters and stuff are. But, I mean, Michael Keaton, in interviews, said that they're going to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, if he comes back.
And Burton. Burton's coming back, too.
Yeah, well, Oh, that'd be fun.
I love Beetlejuice. That movie rules. Okay, so Harry Belafonte, Calypso, in 1957. Here's an interesting thing here. Now, as you know, as we went through this, the big album in 1950 or 65, when I was born, the year I was born, was the Mary Poppins soundtrack. And from 56 to 65, every song, every big album during that stretch was either a Broadway cast album or a movie soundtrack. Every one of them through those years. So that's 9 years of like all of those being the same, of being soundtracks or broad, and then regular albums like by artists, not soundtracks, started in 1966. So I actually am the last year. My birth was the last year that it was a Broadway soundtrack or a movie soundtrack. 57 was My Fair Lady. The original broadcast, the Broadway cast of My Fair Lady was 1957, the notable single being The Rain in Spain Stays Mainly in the Plain. 1958, once again, My Fair Lady. That's like the Thriller of the 50s, evidently.
Songs are jams.
That's right.
For that time.
Notable for that time. Notable song, With a Little Bit of Luck. You know, if you go back and you watch My Fair Lady or Pygmalion, it's a massively misogynistic piece of work. Massively.
Yeah. Didn't he have a whole song about just wanting to be single or a man?
Well, not I mean,
alone.
But yeah, there's that. But it's just like a woman is an idiot until a man changes her. That's essentially the message of My Fair Lady. Is that a woman is a dolt, moron, can't behave like a normal human being until a smart, sophisticated man teaches her how to be a smart woman. Insanely misogynistic. But everybody, oh, it's so cute. Then it's Audrey Hepburn. So it's like, oh, all right. Oh. All right. How about this? 1959. If you were born in 1959, the biggest album there was Music from Peter Gunn by Henry Mancini. Now, do you know the song from Peter? Do you know the theme from Peter Gunn, Esmeralda?
No.
Oh. Dan, can you pull up the song from Peter Gunn? You'll know it as soon as you hear it, Esmeralda. Soon as you hear it. Yeah. See? You know that, right?
He's an... Is it with Leslie Nielsen?
Well, no.
Was those movies?
The Naked Gun movies?
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
No, no. No, Peter Gunn is way before that. We're talking.
No, but the song. I thought they
did. Oh, they did use it, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Oh, it's been used in everything. That's what they used to play when, I don't know if they still play it. I think they still play it when you go to shoot the puck at the United Center. They play down. They play the Peter Gunn theme as you come out when they set up the whole thing. I remember because I shot the puck, by the way, and made it twice. Thank you very much. I'm a sniper. Appreciate that. God, I was a nervous wreck. Oh, my God, I was a nervous wreck. And I made Gary Meyer really mad at me, too. Because the girl interviewed me on TV, and I said, look, I just don't want to fall. If I don't fall down, I'll do better than Gary Meyer, because Gary Meyer fell on his ass when he went out to shoot the puck. So word got back to Gary through, you know, everybody who listens to the radio station that I was mocking them on television, and Gary was mad at me. Let me just say this. It's not real hard to get Gary Meyer angry at you. That's not a very hard thing to do. Let me just give you a little insight. Not very hard to have Gary Meyer be angry at you and possibly hold a grudge. Not hard. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back, and everybody has texted in every year. So I'm just going to fly down this list. And we got to find out what year Vic was born so we can tell him what album was popular, the album that was popular the year he was born. All right, Vic, you good with that?
It's got to be like Bon Jovi or something.
Okay, cool. We'll get to that. We got a break. We'll be right back. News is next. If I go there, baby, with you.
Yeah.
featured on this? Because clearly someone's featured, right?
I believe it was just a studio musician.
Oh. Oh. You mean there aren't 15 people featured on it like every other rap song?
That was before that got popular.
Okay. Usher, Can You Handle It? Confessions Part 3. I don't know. Hey, how you doing, everybody? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Coming up in just a little bit, Esmeralda Leon and I will go head-to-head one more time in the epic battle of pop-up video. Are you ready, Esmeralda?
Yes.
Okay. We'll do that in a little bit. Right now, we're talking about your what albums are popular when you were born. Now, Vic?
Nick, it clearly is not a Bon Jovi song. I was thinking high school graduation.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Was 9 years old when I was born.
Okay. All right. So what year were you born?
71.
71. Oh! This is a good. You got
it's
a good one.
It's got to be pretty decent.
You got a good 71. One, man. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's the Jesus Christ Superstar soundtrack. That's good.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
That rules.
Could have done worse there.
No, it's good, man. That's good.
I didn't have anything to do with it, but.
So there you go. Jesus Christ Superstar. It was the biggest album of that year. My friend Scott Oaken worships that show. Worships it.
I saw it last year, I believe. At some theater up in Rogers Park, the Ubi something or other theater.
Ubleck? Theater Ubleck?
Maybe. It was in Rogers Park.
Okay.
It was a while ago.
Yeah.
It was very tiny, but it was a very small space, but it was really cool because they were like right up in your face.
Yeah, no, you can do some cool stuff with that. That's a great show to do. That's a fun show to stage. It's terrific. It's one of the only things that Andrew Lloyd Webber has been part of that doesn't make me vomit. Wait, is that Andrew Lloyd Webber, right? Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yeah, it was a question last week, too.
That's right. Yeah, that's right, Tim Rice, because I was trying to help you with Grain.
Right, and I couldn't remember, but I had seen it. I couldn't remember who wrote it.
Okay, yeah, Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice. All right, so let's get back. 1960, The Sound of Music, your original cast. 1961, Camelot, the original Broadway cast. 1962, West Side Story, the soundtrack. 1963, West Side Story, the soundtrack. 64, Hello, Dolly, the original broadcast, Broadway cast. And then 1965, Mary Poppins. That's the year I was born. And then, like, regular albums started. So all those weirdo soundtracks and Broadway musicals that had dominated the charts were suddenly gone. So if you were born in 1966, Whipped Cream and Other Delights, man. Herb Alpert, the Tijuana Brass. One of the greatest album covers ever in the history of album covers. I defy anyone who was a kid or a teenager when that album came out that you didn't stare at it for hours at a time. Good Lord. Dan, you familiar with that album cover?
I am.
Esmeralda, you ever seen the album cover for Whipped Cream and Other Delights?
I think so.
No, you'd remember. 1967. Esmeralda, you ready?
What is it?
1967. More of the Monkees by the Monkees.
Yay.
Featuring the notable single, I'm a Believer. If you were born in 1968, Are You Experienced by Jimi Hendrix. See, now the cool stuff is making its way in. I was born 3 years too early for that. Come on, man. Mary Poppins. If you're born in 1969, Iron Butterfly, Inagata De Vita was your album of choice. For those born in 1970, Simon and Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Water. 1971, the year that Vic was born, Jesus Christ Superstar. 1972, if you were born in 1972, Neil Young's Harvest was the biggest album of that year. It's featuring Heart of Gold. Harvest, what a great album. If you're born in 1973, The World is a Ghetto by War. What a great album. That's a cool album. I wish I was born in 1973. Man, come on. 1974. The biggest album of that year. You're born in 1974. Elton John's Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. 1975, Elton John's greatest hits. There was a time period where Elton John was the man. 1976, if you were born in 1976. Peter Frampton, Frampton Comes Alive. And if you were born in 1976, enjoy your 40s. Because you're about to hit them. Or maybe you did already.
My brother just turned
40?
40, yeah.
Wow.
March 17th. No, 16th. 16th.
March, yeah, you don't even remember your brother's birthday. Oh!
The day before St. Patrick's Day.
That would be the 16th, yeah.
So, yeah, 16.
Does he enjoy Peter Frampton?
I don't think so. I mean...
I mean, he was born that year, so he's right. Not going to, you know...
I don't know if he's a fan or not.
Okay. Well, that you let him know that that's his album.
Will do.
1977, if you were born in 1977, Rumors by Fleetwood Mac is the record. 1978, the original motion picture soundtrack for Saturday Night Fever. If you were born in 1979, Billy Joel's 52nd Street is your album of choice. Back before Billy Joel, before he started sucking. 1980, Pink Floyd, The Wall. That's pretty cool. 81, as Dan can attest to, the year he was born, REO Speedwagon's High Infidelity. Oh, God, this is a good one. If you were born in 1982, Asia by Asia. That's the greatest album ever. I got to tell you, man, when I was a junior in high school and that album came out, every single person in high school had that record. Everybody did. Everybody had that record. It was played everywhere. It was the heat of the moment. You guys like Asia? Dan?
I enjoy the continent.
Okay. 1983 and 1984, both Michael Jackson Thriller. Born in 1985, Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA was the biggest album. 86, Whitney Houston. God, she was that big with her first album? Wow. 1987, this is for Mary, Bon Jovi's Slippery When Wet. 1988, oh, yeah, now we're talking. See, now we're getting into some good stuff here. Well, we've had a lot of good stuff, but this is awesome. George Michael Faith, biggest album of 1988, George Michael Faith. 1989, Don't Be Cruel by Bobby Brown. If you were born in 1990, Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation 1814 was your biggest album. That's a great record. 1991, Mariah Carey's first album. If you were born in 1992, well, it's Billy Ray Cyrus, Some Gave All, featuring Achy Breaky Heart and Mullet. 1993, Whitney Houston and various artists from the Bodyguard soundtrack. God almighty. 1994, the Lion King original motion picture soundtrack. God, it was that big? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Hakuna Matata.
Wow.
Circle of Life.
I just remember, can you feel the love tonight?
Yeah, it's that Elton John again.
Elton John and Hans Zimmer. Hans Zimmer, by the way, who did some kick-ass scores for... Nolan movies, man. You know, like Inception, Interstellar. Come on now. 1995. Oh, God. 1995, Cracked Rear View by Hootie and the Blowfish.
It's a great album. Better Cry, one of the best sad songs ever.
Oh, God. I only want to be with you. All right, we'll quickly give you a few more of these, and then we're going to get into our pop-up video. Actually, I think this is a pretty good primer for pop-up video, don't you think, Esmeralda? Now we're right in the wheelhouse of pop-up video.
Yeah, it's a good segue.
Yeah. Well, that's what it's all about. This is a professional radio show.
Really?
I know. I feel the same way. Trust me. So do the listeners. Wow. Triple Play Thursday. It's 708 area code. One Disturbed. Down with the sickness. It means we got to hear two more songs by Disturbed. All right. All right, let me wrap this up real quick, and then we're going to jump into the pop-up video. Are you ready, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to take you to 2000, because I doubt that we have a lot of 16-year-olds listening to the show, do we? Dan?
We have gotten requests for it.
For 2000?
We've gotten the 90s and 2000s, yeah.
Seriously?
I mean, it might be their kids.
Oh, it might be their kids, yeah. All right, I'll fly through. I'm not going to fly through all of them. I'll go through 2005. 1996, if you were born in 1996, Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill.
Oh, that was a big one.
Yes, it was. Coolier. That's all I'm saying. 1997, Spice by the Spice Girls. 1998, oh, Dan, very pleased about this one. Dan, would you care to tell everybody what was the big album of 1998?
You know, I don't know.
Titanic. The music from the motion picture Titanic.
As well it should be.
1999, Backstreet Boys with Millennium. That's your big album. Oh, 2000, NSYNC, No Strings Attached. 2001, Linkin Park, Hybrid Theory.
Yeah.
What the hell is that? By the way, Esmeralda, I did see your picture from your prom there.
Yeah.
Who's
it last forever.
Who's the dude?
It was my first boyfriend.
Yeah.
He looks like he's going to murder me in the picture.
It's a lovely picture.
Right. Oh, I forgot his name.
You forgot his Brandon. Name.
Is Brandon. Brandon Seaman.
Whoa, wait.
As in like no, S, no, like no. See a man.
Wait.
I know. Yeah. <The guy. laughs> How did I let him get away?
All right. You know, we have Straight Out of Context on this show on Friday mornings. When you listen, and be an opportune time to mark down the time at 5:421. Brandon Seaman. I'm sure he's thrilled that you're
yeah, whatever.
Whatever happened to Mr. Seaman?
He, the girl that he dated after me, he yeah. married her.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
She's Mrs. Seaman now.
Mm-hmm. Good luck.
Okay. 2002, Eminem, The Eminem Show. 2003, 50 Cent, Get Rich or Die Trying. 2004, Usher, Confessions. I'm going to stop there. That's it, because that's, you know. All right, 2005 was Mariah Carey, The Emancipation of Me, Me, Me. All right. So there you go. Those were the big albums. I'm an old dude because it was, you know, I was the last of the soundtrack era. Mary Poppins was the big. By the way, you know what movie won? One Best Picture of the year I was born? Sound of Music.
I think it's so odd that there's no Beatles.
It is strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess there's just singles?
No. Well, I mean, they had more. They did. Their singles sold more than their albums
right.
did. Before they started doing all the concept albums and stuff. But it took a while for that stuff to take off. But pop stuff was a lot more popular.
Yeah, that's true.
So,